Juneau's annual glacial outburst flood is expected to hit Mendenhall Valley in early August. This flood will test a temporary levee the city installed this spring for the first time. Although city officials say they expect it will protect residents, they want everyone in the flood zone to evacuate anyway. Suicide Basin is almost full. As the flood approaches, the community is preparing for the worst-case scenario. The levee that was installed to protect most neighborhoods in the valley is made up of HESCO barriers, large metal baskets lined with fabric and filled with sand, which are stacked in backyards along the river. Ryan O'Shaughnessy is Juneau's emergency manager. He says an analysis the city commissioned shows the levees should hold back floodwaters properly. But he says people shouldn't bet their lives on that.
We're still recommending that people evacuate. You just cannot be too careful with life.
And, if the levee fails, you know, O'Shaughnessy says it would trigger a flash flood.
Potential for
death or
injury.
And people wouldn't have much time to escape.
And it will be difficult to
So he says valley residents should pack go
like
bags
a search and
in
rescue
advance
operation with
and arrange to stay with
swiftly.
Friends or family. The city and U.S. Geological Survey plan to watch how the levee performs during the flood using drones and other cameras. O'Shaughnessy says the city will bolster the levee with large sandbags called super sacks if they see extreme bank erosion.
So where there are those bends in the river where
those
we've historically
bends
seen
the
that kind of activity,
Riverside Drive and Kilowich
are the
Drive,
places that we're
along
to
Meander Way,
to
and near Diamond Park. The city plans to issue an evacuation warning as soon as the remote camera in Suicide Basin shows the water draining out. That's the same time the National Weather Service will issue a flood warning. The evacuation notice will buzz on cell phones located in the Juneau area through a federal alert system. But to ensure you receive a warning, even if you're not in the area at the time, O'Shaughnessy says to sign up for the city's alert system. From the moment the evacuation warning is issued, valley residents will have an estimated 36 hours to get out of the flood zone before floodwaters flow down the river. City officials will publish a map of the flood zone when the National Weather Service issues a forecasted flood height. Forecast updates are likely to come a day later. Floyd Dryden Middle School will serve as an emergency shelter during the flood. Its gymnasium can hold around 50 cots. Folks with RVs will be able to park in the lot, and there will also be an area where people can pitch tents outside. Britt Tonneson is the Community Disaster Program Manager for the Red Cross of Alaska in Southeast. She says the shelter will be available for as long as Valley residents need it.
If it happens during the day and the flood clears out, maybe
people
it's
who stay
just
in the shelter can expect
point.
A cot,
if it happens
food,
in the night, it
and access to information
situation.
And services. Tonneson says that the Red Cross is prepared to assist elders and those with disabilities and medical needs.
So people are separated from medication, durable medical equipment. We have disaster health services
ahead of the
volunteers,
flood, Tonneson is
and
still
they try
accepting
to more
volunteers
immediately reconnect
and says those,
people with
interested
those services.
Can sign up on the Red Cross website. On Facebook, Valley residents affected by the floods say they need help filling sandbags and setting them up on their property. The city, Tlingit and Haida, and volunteers with United Way will be handing out free sandbags at the Diamond Park Fieldhouse on July 19 and July 26 from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.